Hello, welcome back to America Weekend with your pal Valerie Smaldone and Julie Edelman of The Boyfriend Cleanse. Julie, I came across an article recently that made me laugh. And as you know, on the show here, we do something news you may have missed, right?
I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, this is news that you may have not even heard about, but it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
A woman from Long Island, New York, and a Texas man face felony charges. Why? They were caught having sex on a Ferris wheel on the Las Vegas Strip.
I guess that's really taking it, your lovemaking, to a new height.
They apparently have something called the High Roller there in Vegas. And what they have are little cabins, individual cabins. So these two people looked around and thought, hey, why not, right?
Sure.
The only thing is that it's encased in glass, so people could see.
So it was like an X-rated movie at 10,000 feet or whatever.
Feet. They have 28 glass enclosed cabins on this Ferris wheel. They hold about 40 people. Oh. And it's considered the happiest half hour in Vegas.
Well, they got really happy, I guess. I'm just curious, did he last for half an hour? Is there something also in this story? I mean, looking at his picture, he looks really happy. She looks a little pissed off here. Like, what the F did you just do?
What were we thinking? But the kicker to this, Julie, is that they went to jail, and the guy's girlfriend, not this woman he was with in the cabin, in the gondola, the guy's girlfriend bailed him out of jail for $3,000 later that day.
Why?
Because I'm sure she's going to torture him for the rest of his life.
I my God, kicked him out. I mean, that's certainly what I would call maybe a warning sign that this relationship might just have a little tad of a problem here.
Well, you would know that. You just recently wrote a really cool article that's posted in She Knows, 5 Simple Warning Signs That It Is Over. So that one, let's make that number 6, because that didn't make your list. But tell me about your 5, because they're really good ones.
Okay, well, I'm going to update it, I think, now. Yeah, the happier wheel of fortune or misfortune. What we don't realize is a lot of times love is, we're deaf, dumb, and blind when you're first in the throes because you want to believe in love and romance. And the truth is, I love there's this thing that, remember Moonstruck, when Cher says to Nicolas Cage, snap out of it. Well, there comes a point you got to snap out of it. So the first one is like movie Groundhog Day, feeling like every day you're waking up and the same thing is happening. You're not making any forward motion. He's made all these promises to you. And where are you? The next morning you wake up. Nothing has changed. So that's one. Another one is, for me, celebrating 3 birthdays without any form of commitment. It's great to hear them say, I feel like I'm married to you. Yeah, okay, well, as Beyonce says, if you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Wait a minute. Why 3 birthdays? How did you come to the number 3?
Well, I think it's arbitrary, but I think after it's just the first year, it's all, love and cuddly and, I want to be with you. Second year, you start to fall into a little bit of a pattern of, okay, you're working, I'm working. Life's fallen into more of a routine. You start to talk about a future. Not everybody, but I would say, and this is just personal. Mm-hmm. So by the third year, you're feeling, okay, I think I'm ready to make a commitment because I'm not getting any younger. And when you're particularly of the age of, that ticker is clicking, about, mm-hmm. I forgot that because it's been so long. My son's 21 now. Your clock, your biological clock. It's like, okay. Put up or do something. So, what I got, though, was a plastic ring from a bubble gum machine, which didn't say a whole lot. This was not my idea of commitment, that and a piece of chewing gum that took my tooth out. So I think, again, the timing is different. But after a certain period of time, you're either both on the same page or you're not. And you can't stop believing in something or hearing words, I feel like I'm married to you. You're not. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
so that became the ringing endorsement or lack thereof for you to say this is not going to happen.
Well, that was part of it. And then, just simple things, musical discord, I call it, in the beginning, Jason Mraz's song Lucky was important. And then all of a sudden was, how do I keep the music playing? Mm-hmm. Checking his smart devices, which was terrible because I'm a trusting person, but I saw that he would check mine all the time, which was ridiculous. And, we're not so smart if we need to check his or he's checking ours. Clearly, there's a better, smarter way to communicate. And lastly, when you start to feel more alone with him than without him, I think you really know it's time to ask that question, is it time to move on?
Wow. So those are really important things to start to consider in your relationship that Julie Edelman outlined for you in her She Knows article, Five Simple Warning Signs Is Over. Some really good advice, my friend. Julie Edelman, who is author of The Boyfriend Cleanse, soon to be in bookstores and everywhere. I'm Valerie Smaldo. This is America Weekend.
Harrison with you. Worldwide droughts are causing not only starvation in less developed lands, but whole areas are fast becoming useless. Harvesting rainwater was once a worldwide technology, but it's been replaced by pipes, canals, and sprinklers, now considered inefficient and wasteful. Brad Lancaster, a water harvesting expert, has developed new techniques for designing landscapes that passively harvest water using low-tech, self-sustaining systems to hydrate land for plants, animals, and people. Using techniques based on success in India, Peru, Mexico, Africa, and here now, impoverished landscapes have turned into oases of life. Living on an eighth of an acre in downtown Tucson, Arizona, where rainfall's less than 12 inches a year, he's been harvesting over 100,000 gallons of rainwater a year. The idea may be good for Southern California, whose piped-in water is expected to dry up sometime in the near future. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This sharpshooter notched more than 50 goals in six consecutive seasons, and he's still the Montreal Canadiens' all-time leading scorer.
Lemaire to Leclerc in the game zone. Leclerc in the slot, shoot, score!
So, where is Guy Lafleur now? After retiring, the Flower was enshrined in the Hall of Fame and was named one of the Canadiens' special ambassadors. But it was his second career that took off, literally. He earned his helicopter license and has since flown VIPs in and out of Montreal's busy airport. Guy also operates a pair of restaurants outside of Montreal, but well within reach of a helicopter. Guy Lafleur, flying high in his second career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.